Well, you've had a challenging season with all the concussions and things that you've had to deal with from your unit. Can you talk about that?
Well, I mean, we've got a good unit. You know, we've got some veteran guys, and Gabriel's a young guy that's become a veteran in a hurry. So we've got a good group. The thing you do is you just, next man up has been our motto, whoever's available. And I think we have pretty decent production for the most part outside. Travis Benjamin has become an impactful player in this league, and it has helped us. Actually, Gary Barnage has had to pick up a heavy load this year, so we've had a lot of production from the players outside so far.
Could you break down Benjamin's season in terms of how he's been seeing the offense and seeing what you teach him early on to now?
Well, one thing Travis is he's a very conscientious player. You know, he has always has concern about his play and how he looks as a professional. So he carries himself very well on the football field. He studies the game, and I think that's given him a chance to line up at a number of positions in our offense and make plays for us.
How has he adjusted to excessive coverage that he's probably gotten since those first couple of weeks?
You know what? One of the things that he doesn't get frustrated, that's the thing that, as a receiver, you can't get frustrated and cut your route off or run the wrong route. The thing he's done, he's been consistent in what he's doing and trusted the quarterback's read, and the quarterback's done a really good job of, going through the read. He's not there, go to the next one. So it's got a chance to get some other guys involved with the double coverages that we've seen from other teams, especially in the red zone.
I got a question on Hartline. Now, I know, obviously, you coached his brother, and something about him. But are you super familiar with Brian's background as a receiver, by studying him in the past or just studying his past tape now?
Well, yes.
But the question is, you are familiar with his background.
Definitely.
To a large extent. How does that compare to how you see him now and where you see him being able to go, if he can get his feet on the ground and get consistent?
Well, first of all, I have said in his home, he was offered school, but you do get a feel of how he was raised. And I did follow him because his brother was with me. So I've had followed his career throughout his time, even at Ohio State and in the NFL. So I hope that had an influence in us getting him here. I know a lot of it he wanted to get closer back to home also and wanted to finish his career out here. So those things. But he's really one of the craftiest players I've been around in terms of understanding leverage, and he's smart. He can fix things for us when maybe we have two guys in there that, play the same position. Hart can get them lined up, and it's happened at times, especially with injuries. When injuries occur, and Hart's been able to get them lined up and also adjust himself and play a position that he's never played before. So, he missed a game and a half, with injuries, the San Diego game and the Cincinnati game, which would have been, good to have him in those games because, again, you miss his intelligence on the football field.
How often is he open relative to how often he should be open?
You ask him, he's open every time.
Yeah, I know.
That's every receiver
in
that room.
Yeah, it is. But from your perspective, is he getting open about where you would expect?
You know what? There's been times when he hasn't been open, and the quarterback has just trusted him, that he'd make a play, and he's made a play. He's made some unbelievable plays for us this year when you thought there's nothing was there, But the quarterback's having us trust in him, and he's been able to make a couple of those plays early in the season, and now they trust him even more that he will make a play for him. And sometimes he's not open, and you give him a chance. So, and the one thing about some guys, open is being able to throw him away from a defender, and that's what's happened with Hartline. He's tightly covered, and they can throw him away from the coverage, whether it be inside or outside, and he's made plays for him.
Do you expect that he's kind of stabilizing and? And I thought I saw maybe pressing in the game where there was some drops, putting pressure on himself to make plays that he has the physical talent and the experience to make, but then maybe stabilized a little bit in the Pittsburgh game. Is that a fair observation, or where do you see him?
I don't think he presses. One thing is he is a competitive player, and he wants to bring a playoff team to the city. This is home for him, and that's one of the things that he stressed in coming here. And all throughout the season when we first started. So, again, he competes. And, you know, one of the things that happens, you know, drops are going to happen. And, you know, they don't often happen from him. But when they do happen from him, everybody's surprised because he's such a sure-handed person.
How tough is it to lose Hawkins again and just kind of the concussion thing, everything like that?
Well,
it's just tough.
One of the things is Hawkins is one of our emotional leaders on this offense. He's a guy that really he came up the tough way, you know, so he puts a lot into this game emotionally.
5-7, it's going to be tough. Huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, but he puts a lot of his emotions into this game. And that's how the game should be played, you know, and that's why you see when guys retire how emotional they get because they have put so much into it. So, but it's been, tough not having him there because of his emotional leadership that he brings to us.
How are you coaching him now that Johnny is installed full-time?
Stay alive, you know, and that was no different with Josh because Josh made a lot of plays.
Yeah, I know he was fast when he was a kid, and he still looks he moves pretty well.
Very few quarterbacks have caught back passes as a receiver in this league, and Josh is one of those guys, so he's definitely has some athletic ability. But we're coaching him no different, you know. Johnny extends plays a little bit longer than Josh, but Josh extended plays, too, with his feet. You know, we've made numerous plays on scramble plays this year, even with Josh. And now you just got to understand this. They might be a little bit longer extended with Johnny.
It's across, just a couple more.
Real quick on a Manziel follow. Has it crossed your mind that, and he does split every now and then, like a Wildcat or whatever. He's got those big hands. Have you thought of him and say, hey, what if he was a receiver? What kind of receiver would he be?
What if Johnny was a receiver? You think of Johnny as anything. There's nothing he could do. I bet he could start in the NBA. He could play shortstop. He's just one of those type of athletes. I mean, he's a great athlete that could probably play anything.
What kind of adjustment did Travis make on that long play? Like, is that something? Is it kind of an intuitive thing, or did he?
It's just an instinct thing. Travis understood that, that Johnny had gotten out of the pocket to play, and when he hit his back foot on his drop, it didn't. You know, nobody was open, so Johnny extended the play. Travis moved to an open area, and I think there'll be a lot of big plays. A lot of big plays have already come in this offense by scrambling. You know, actually his first touchdown of the season, first touchdown here against Tennessee, Johnny scrambled around and Travis, broke open and he hit him for a long touchdown. So these guys understand that there's been a lot of big plays made in this offense, and scramble plays, and they know to keep themselves alive.